Were there any
This place
classes or were there any particular classes or professors that impacted you greatly?
Oh God, positively. I mean, the most legendary figure in the field was a fellow named Dwight Waldo, who had been a scholar at University of California at Berkeley before coming to Syracuse, and so he was pretty much on the second half of his professional life and career when he came to Syracuse in the first place. But it was a big issue at the time that he did, because this was now the dawning of a new chapter in the university's history and the Maxwell School standing and so forth. He among many others, but Waldo was the guy who wrote the definitive opening work of every foundational aspect of the current contemporaneous modern view of public management, when he authored in the late 1940s, early 50s, a piece that is still cited and referenced with great regularity called The Administrative State. And this is in part what's being alluded to by others today as a less than positive feature of having a professional public service that instead is being viewed as, you know, a whole different coterie of people who think that they really run the show versus those who were elected by their peers to promulgate policy. And that was Waldo's very controversial view, was that you ought to have, you know, certainly the dynamic of public sentiment, public expectations, public citizen engagement, all those things, to elect the people who will lead. But at the same time, what he espoused was you ought to have a coterie of seasoned professionals who are trained in the field of looking at management problems through a different lens of trying to respond to public challenges rather than market forces or something else. And it was a whole different field that he was at the vanguard of doing. I had a great good fortune when I was a grad student to have him teach a class that I went through. And it was just, every time I walked into the classroom, it was like, I just can't believe I'm sitting here listening to this guy. And he was at the very, waning years of his career at that time. But he was a legend. I mean, literally a legend in the field and within the community and the broader debate about the value of public policy professional expertise. So he was pretty critical in that respect. And there were others too. I mean, there were a couple of economists who were there. Jesse Burkhead in particular, who was extremely well thought of. And he brought economics to life, and to understand what public economy is all about. The different dimensions of what I had the privilege to go through at that time was really something. A guy who, one of the faculty members at the time who taught leadership, that in basic principles of public leadership and how you go through this, that was someone I stayed in touch with for many, many years thereafter, and had the great good fortune of actually working with when I came back to Syracuse back in the 90s as a faculty member to actually work with him, a fellow named Ed Bach. He was just incredible. I mean, he was a whole different. He had been a practitioner himself, and all this. I think Alan Campbell, Scotty Campbell, who had been the dean of the Maxwell School, had created essentially a foundational understanding of urban development and how that needed to be managed from a different public management perspective, and so forth. These were all leading, cutting edge thinkers of the time, and this was a real rush to be around the place at that time. It really was.
I'm going to guess that your students hold you in much the same regard that you held these gentlemen.
No, I doubt it. It's all different. It's all
Well, then
different
that's their fault.
Generational. But it's a different case. But it's a these are really again the thought leaders of that time at the very opening phases,
yeah.
chapters
well.
Of what you know public policy and public administration and professionalism of all those things meant. And it I had an undergraduate prof that I had kind of explained to him what my aspirations were. He said, gee, I really want to get involved in public management, and I'd like to understand more what the actual implementation end of public policy is. I mean, the politics is one thing, and that's more written and talked about than anything else, and it always has been so. But the actual going and doing it, how to bring it to life and try to get some meaning out of what that policy debate was all about, and then see its results of it being implemented, was something that really intrigued me. And I kind of talked him through this and said, this is what I've got in mind. And he was a professor who had been at Columbia and came to my undergraduate institution not long. He had spent most of his time at Columbia and then came to the undergrad school I went to, Loyola University in New Orleans. And he said, well, gee, what you're describing is you really need to go to the Maximal School in Syracuse. I said, where? What? What are you talking about? I've never heard of it. And he gave me a tutorial on it. And it was just a very informed view that when I did apply, I was also very secure of knowledge that my chances of getting in were like, remote as to be, almost impossible, And so it was a really great, great experience and one that was formative and has been throughout my professional life. It really helped frame, I think some critical features of that. And I guess the most succinct way to describe it is the Maximal School at that time, that I found most provocative about it, was the whole curriculum was designed to give you the tools to understand how to actually implement, manage, and administer public policy results, but it also taught you why you think the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Critical thinking, actually going through an understanding of what's the objective, what are the factors you got to understand in order to get there, and then knowing that here are the variables that are going to be critical to the success of this particular approach. And it was a discipline that this university and the Maximal School in particular had been noted for of being really different than just a, I shouldn't say just a, but that differentiated it from a public or from a political science kind of argument, which is interesting, but with so many different splinters to it that that just partially explains why people come at problems from different directions. This is one that says, independent of the way you view this, you got to go do something with this, or else you really got nothing other than a handy debate.